I don't intend to add any chidushim over the next couple of minutes in the sense of adding new ideas that we haven't yet discussed already. But let's organize things again. You had a chance to work through some more of the sugya and to review some of the rishonim this morning. Let's try to put the pieces together. As we come back to it, hopefully everything, the sugya gels more in terms of appreciating part of what's going on in our Mishnah and beginning to appreciate the richness of the concept of Shtar. And again, one piece is just remembering what our Gemara said. Our Gemara saw in our Mishnah an important Doraisa point, even though our Mishnah is telling us Din Drabanan. Our Gemara saw that according to the Amora Rava, our Mishnah is telling us an important Doraisa point. That point is, our Gemara saw in our Mishnah that Min HaTorah, when someone presents a shtar to prove something in Beis Din, our Mishnah implies that the Beis Din will just accept it at face value, that the Beis Din Min HaTorah will not question, well, is this real or is this a forgery? Are these real signatures or is it just the fellow who's presenting the shtar forged it himself? Our Gemara and Daf Gimel and Aleph saw in our Mishnah and Daf Beis Din and Aleph that that the whole notion of Tainas Mezuyaf, that the one who's being sued can say, no, that shtar is Mezuyaf, it's a forgery, that's an entirely concept drabanan. And therefore, the response to a Tainas Mezuyaf, the cure, which is Kiyum HaShtar, oh, you're saying that the shtar is not real, I'll show you that it is real, I'll authenticate it, as the Mishnayos describe in Ksubas, Daf Yud Ches and Daf Chav Ches, and the truth is, even our Mishnah talks about it at the end. So that whole, the problem of Mezuyaf and the solution of Kiyum HaShtar, our Gemara says in Daf Gimel and Aleph, that our Mishnah implies the whole issue is Rabbanan. Why? Because again, the opening machlok as Rabba and Rava, what's driving the Din Drabanan. Our Mishnah ostensibly is telling me a Din Drabanan b'vaynecht v'vaynechtam. That if I'm a shliach to bring a get from Medinas Hayam to Eretz Yisrael, so then not only do I d'oraisa deliver the get liyad ha'isha, that's always what the shliach does, and that's chal min ha'Torah. Midrabanan, Chazal says specifically, if I'm a shliach lo'olacha from Medinas Hayam to Eretz Yisrael, Midrabanan also have to make a report. I have to say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. What's the purpose of that? What were Chazal trying to accomplish through demanding that the shliach from Medinas Hayam say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? So Rabba says, we're ensuring that the get was done kahalacha, specifically that it was done l'shma, and we'll get back to that. Rava says it's to ensure against the concern what's going to happen if later on the husband's going to come and say it's Mezuyev. We're going to be scrambling to find Edim. We're not going to have it. The Shliach just brought a get from Greece to Eretz Yisrael. The Shliach just brought a get from Portugal to Eretz Yisrael. So if the husband shows up in a year from now and says that the whole thing is a forge, it's a fake, we're going to need to do Kiyum HaShtar. How are we going to do Kiyum HaShtar? We don't have any Jews here in Eretz Yisrael who would recognize signatures of the Edim from Portugal or from Greece. Ain't Edim Mitzurin Lakaimo. So Rava said, we're going to solve that problem up front. The reason why Chazal said, Midrabanan, you must take Feinecht Feinechtam, is so that way you're ready to take care of your Kiyum HaShtar. Don't leave your Kiyum HaShtar for later. You're going to get into hot water. Right now, here's a shliach who just came from Greece, from Portugal, to Eretz Yisrael with a get. Let him do the Kiyum HaShtar. Vaynech Vaynechtem serves as the Kiyum HaShtar. That's Rava's understanding of the Din Drabanan. And that's what the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amalav points out. But Rava, in explaining the Din Drabanan, is implying something level of Daraisa. Because how come one shliach suffices? The Mishnayos say in Ksubas, and the end of our Mishnah, well, our Mishnah doesn't really say. Mishnah is saying Ksubas that Kiyum HaShtar is done like most things with two Edim. So how come one Ed is enough? So our Gemara had answered, Tav Gimel Amud Aleph, how could it be that our Mishnah implies, according to Rava's understanding, that it's enough to have one aid to do a kiyum hashtar. That the v'fanechvay nechtam serves as a kiyum hashtar. That means that you can do a kiyum hashtar with one aid, but you can't. But you can't. So the Gemara's answer was, well, it must be, if here we allow one aid, elsewhere we require two aid, it must be that the whole thing is Rabbanan. It must be the Minat Torah, you don't need Kim Ashtar at all. It must be the Minat Torah, Tainus Mazuyev Basin says, no, we assume that the Shtar is valid on its face. The whole notion that Basin would pay attention to a Tainus Mazuyev and would turn around and tell the other party, well, you're going to have to do a Kim Ashtar somehow, that's entirely Drabbanan, says the Gemara and Daf Gemara and Alf. And that's why when Chazal created the Din Drabbanan of Kiyum Hashtar, we take the Tainus Mazuyev seriously, and then we require the other party to do Kiyum Hashtar, or else we can't move forward. So that's all totally Drabbanan. So who decides that you need two Eidim usually? The Chacham. The Natar, you need zero Eidim. So the Chacham, who said usually you need two Eidim, said, but here, must speak with one. Even a get usually requires Kiyum Hashtar with two Eidim. But in this case, where it's a Medina's Hayam, see here Chazal said, if the Shliach himself will do the Kiyum Hashtar, that will be sufficient. So that's how, again, step one, just appreciating our Gemara and Daf Gimel is looking at a Mishnah, which is Rabbanan, and deriving an important in Daraisa. The whole notion, namely, that Min HaTorah there's no Tainus Mazuyev, Min HaTorah there's no need for Kiyum Hashtar whatsoever, and that's why occasionally, midrabanan, it's enough to have one aid because minator you don't need it at all. That, of course, got us thinking about, well, why is it that minator there's no need for kiyum hashtar whatsoever? That minator times mezuyev is meaningless. And the Gemara related that to Reish Lakish. To Reish Lakish's comment about edim achasum hashtar nasa kemishin nechrei dusim beiznam. In minator, star works. Ki'ila was already interrogated, cross-examined, corroborated in Bezdin, even though obviously it wasn't, and that the Shtar Min HaTorah works without any need to authenticate the signatures. Those two ideas somehow connect. So how do you make sense of any of those pieces? How do you make sense of the fact that we, Min HaTorah, don't care about Tainus Mazuyev? How do you make sense of the fact that Min HaTorah don't need Chakira, the Shlakish's comment? And what do the two of them have to do with one another? So the approach to that appears to lie to understanding the Gemara and Gittin Daf Gimel and Aleph, and what the Gemara is seeing in the Mishnah, that Bezam and Aleph, understanding what we said suggested, is the understanding of that lies in understanding Shtar itself. And they point out that there's a kasha that many Rishonim ask. The Rif asks it, and Tosfos asks it, and the Balamor asks it, and the Rambam asks it, and other Rishonim ask it as well. Many Rishonim ask the following fundamental kasha about Shtar. Ketzos mentioned in Simon Chav Ches, the beginning of Hilchos Eidos, he organizes all the different approaches Rishonim have to this major kasha. And the kasha again is that the whole notion of Shtar seems to be against two Gemaras. The Gemara we saw in Ar Masechta, Daf Ayin Alf Amid Alf, and in Perek Misha Chazo, and it also appears, same drush also appears in Yevamos Lamed Alf Amid Beis. In both cases, the Gemara says, Mipiyam Velon Pikzavim, that the Torah speaks about Eidos. The Torah stresses that from the mouth of the Edom, as though it has to be verbal and not written. Verbal and not a nod of the head. That's what the Gemara had said on Daf Ayin Aleph. That in other areas of halacha, like Tzivu Abal, you could use non-verbal communication. But in the area of the Edus in particular, you can't nod your Edus. And you can't write your Edus. You have to say your Edus. Normally in halacha, other forms of communication can be equivalent to the spoken word, but a special gzeiras hakasav, unique to the din miyuchad, a local din, specific to din miyuchad, din mesuyim, different terminologies that Achram used, to talk about a local din that's specific to one area of halacha, edus is the exception. You must speak verbally. You cannot communicate any other way. The edus has to be delivered verbally. And PM, below mipi sabim. So the kasha that Rishonim asked is that's very nice, but how do you have these two gemaras a Gemara, a Drasha, and Gittin, Ayin Aleph, and Yivam Aslam Aleph, that seem to be against Shas, seem to be against countless Mishnayos and Gemaras that assume that a Shtar has validity. How does that work? How does that work? So the Ram, so that we had said one approach was out of the Rambam, which is very, very difficult, which is in Echanami, all those Mishnayos and Gemaras are talking Midrabanan. The Gemara and Gittin and Yevamos Mipiyim Lo Piksam. That's a drasha. The drasha from the pasuk. The din daraisa is Mipiyim. And the whole notion of a shtar, that's all totally Midrabanan, which we pointed out is really, really difficult. The question of but the Torah speaks about get, so that the Nesivus and the Tumim, you know, I should say that we could solve, because the Rambam is talking about the Bibliothekisabam is in terms of verifying facts later, Eidos. Okay? So that a get, when the Torah speaks about a get, it speaks about it as a tool, not as a record. It speaks about, the Torah speaks about a get as a shtar kinyan. A piece of paper, a document that makes things happen. Okay, so maybe min haTorah shtar only serves as a shtar kinyan. That's not a pilul piksavam. And but the notion that you can prove things, that a shtar could be a shtar raya, nesivus and the tomb say, well, that's for the Rambam of Torah, that's the Rambam. But even that approach to Rambam is very hard, because you have psukim in Yirmiyahu the Gemara quotes for the notion of shtar, and there are many indications in Shas, not just that shtar works, but that shtar works min haTorah. Our Gemara makes it sound like that kiyum shtar is a drabbana. It sounds like min haTorah shtar works without kiyum. And the whole notion of allowing a woman to remarry based on her producing her get. Yes, when the husband hands the get to his wife, it's serving as a shtar kinyan. At that point, it's an instrument that's making the divorce happen. But subsequently, when she comes to Beis Din and produces her shtar as evidence that she is divorced, at that point it's serving as a shtar raya. And to tell me that in a financial situation, the shtar serves as a shtar raya only midrabana, yeah, hefker bezin hefker, as the Rambam says. As the Rambam says, that in a mamonous case, it's drabana, but in a get, we knew the woman was married. She left town a few years ago. She comes back with a get in hand. And she says things, unfortunately, tragically didn't work out. And we couldn't salvage the marriage. And I'm now single. I'm divorced. Here's my shtar. Here's my get. That's proof that I'm no longer married and I'm permitted. She comes to Vazen. She's interested in dating. She's interested in finding a new husband. So the question is, well, the Beis Din is going to allow her to date, to remarry, will be Masada Kedushin for a second marriage based on what? Last we knew that she was an Eshes Ish. Cheskes Yisr. Based on what we allowing her to remarry, based on her producing a get, but the Rambam says it's only Drabbanan. That Shtar Rai is only Drabbanan. So the Rambam is difficult. Put the Rambam aside. Most Rishonim, the vast majority of Rishonim, dispute the Rambam solution, that all of Shtar Rai is Rabbah. Most Rishonim say, no. Shtar works min haTorah. Balmor is very upfront. He says, you have the Parsha of Get, you have the Psukim in Yirmiyahu. Again, you have all these sugyas that indicate not only that Shtar works, but that Shtar works min haTorah. So most Rishonim say, look, on the one hand, on the other hand, most Rishonim say, Tosas and the Balmor among them, other Rishonim have, at least the beginning of it is the same. And they say, look, on the one hand, the Torah says, Mipiyim lo piksavam, Eidos has to be bepeh. On the other hand, the Tanakh also speaks about shtar. So on the one hand, Eidos piksav does not work. On the one hand, Eidos piksav gets a big X. But on the other hand, shtar gets a check. How do you make sense of that? So many Rishonim say, well, it must be that shtar is more than just regular Eidos. Regular Eidos, like the examples, like, you know, instead of coming to, I was too busy to show, you asked me to come and testify on your behalf, I was too busy. Like mail-in voting, I'll do mail-in Eidos. I don't have time to come to Beis Din. So, but Aryeh says, you were there, you saw the accident, car accident occur. Baruch Hashem, everyone's okay, but my car got totaled. I'm suing the guy, he's Adon HaMazik. Can you come to Beis Din and be made that you saw the accident occur and all the details? They say, look, I'm not going to be in town when you have your court date, but I'll write it out. So I write I send a letter to Beis Din. Or I come into Beis Din. I don't remember anything, but I read from my notes. So that's Eidus B'Ksav. That's not a shtar. When I come to Beis Din and I write, or I write before and I send them a letter, that's Eidus B'Ksav. So that's zero. Mipimo P'Ksavam, a special Xeris HaKasav, Eidus has to be delivered Balpet. To write my Eidus is no good. However, the special exception, that's Eidus type 1. If I can elevate to a higher level of a different type of Eidus, where it's not just called Eidus, it's called a Shtar. Ooh, Shtar! Shtar can be B'Ksav. That's Eidus type 2. And that is Gevalt. Shtar B'Ksav.
Shtar is always B'Ksav. No such thing as giving a Shtar Balpeh,
as far as I know. Shtar is always B'Ksav, and that's fantastic.
So that's what most Rishonim say. Again,
the Rambam said, yeah, Shtar Rise, all Drabanan.
The Rambam is very difficult. There may be ways of salvaging the Rambam, but for now, let's focus on the majority of Rishonim.
I said, no. Shtar is different than Eidus. Shtar could be B'Ksav. Regular Eidus cannot be B'Ksav. What makes something a Shtar?
So again, Aryeh wants me to come to Beis Din to testify about the car accident, and I said I won't be around. So I'll write Beis Din a letter. So that's no good. I'll say, okay, so I'll just call it a shtar. I'll write at the top, this is a shtar. And I'll write, and all of a sudden that's okay. What makes it a shtar? Because it's fancier paper? Because I use parchment? What makes something a shtar? I'll sign it. Give my John Hancock. Give me both Adim. Yoel and I both saw the car accident. So Aryeh wants us to come to Beis Din, and we were not able to show up that day. So we'll get together, we'll write it all out, and we'll both sign. So why is that not a shtar? What makes a shtar as opposed to regular Eidus B'Ksav? So Eidus B'Ksav is no good, that gets the big X, but shtar is gevalt. Again, Balamar said, look, the psukim sound like it. There's something called a shtar. You have a get. You have the case of your psukim Yirmiyahu that you saw last year when you were learning Chesed Sabbatim. Of Yirmiyahu barring the field from Hanamel and putting the shtar and sealed in the jar. Ha'ed Eidim. And that's going to serve as a valid shtar. But what makes something a shtar? So this is where sort of the other non-Rambam Rishonim seem to break apart into what is it that makes something a shtar? What does a piece of paper, a piece of parchment need to be a shtar and not just Eidus? And we had, so there are different approaches. The Rif has his take, Rabban has his take. Rabban may say different things in different places. We had focused on specifically the position of the Baal HaMa'or in Yevamos and Tosfos in Ksuvos. And what they say is what the difference between being merely an Eidus versus being a shtar is if Yoel and I just write out on a piece of paper or a piece of parchment, we decorate however we want to, but Lamaisa, we decided that we are writing down our Eidus on a piece of paper and sign it rather than coming to Beis Din. So that's just Eidus. But if the other party authorized us to put it onto paper and sign it, that makes it a shtar. The difference is, again, this what makes a difference is Da'as HaMischaye. If it's not just our own decision, at Aryeh's encouragement perhaps, to put this onto paper, but the other party said write it down, okay, that's different. Now, again, B'shas the Din Torah, the other party is not authorizing Yoel and I to write on behalf of Aryeh. If the other party was willing to do that, there would be no Din Torah, he would have paid Aryeh already. So you're rarely going to have a shtar that's signed at the time of the Din Torah. What happened instead is that the other party had authorized it at the time of the original Maisa. Not a, let's forget about a
a car crash, but let's say there was a sale of an item. Arye bought a piece of property from Gavriel years ago. Arye bought a car, a pickup truck, a couple of years ago. Pickup truck is a bad example. But a piece of property. He bought a shopping mall. He bought a warehouse from Gavriel 2 years ago. So at the time, Gavriel told Yoel and I, could you sign the shtar that I'm selling the property to Arye? Oh! So now it's not just Arye told Yoel and I to sign, but the seller, Gavriel, that's Dasim Eschayim. So a shtar that's given, when you have a shtar mechira, it's not the buyer who's authorizing the shtar mechira, it's the seller. When you have a loan, it's not the lender who's authorizing the shtar halva, it's the borrower. Oh, so that's different. If Yoel and I just happen to be present when a car crash occurred, or when a loan occurred, or when the sale of an asset occurred, and we decide on our own to take notes for ourselves, to remember what we saw, that's a good idea, but that's not a shtar. That's just Avis picks up. It may help jog our memory later, but the notes alone are not a shtar. The notes alone are zero. Tosis says, look, you have your own notes, and then once you read your notes, now you begin to remember more of the details. Maybe that's a useful tool. But that the Edus, if it's actual live Edus, it has to come from me. For to be a shtar, it can't be that I took notes. To be a shtar, it means that the party, the dasim is chayiv, the chayiv expressed his das that I should write the shtar. If I wrote it, if Yoel and I signed the dasim is chayiv, that makes it a shtar. That's no longer just notes. That's no longer just Edus biksav. That's a shtar, and shtar is better. So that's sort of step one. Step one is appreciating that the many Rishonim raised the concern of how does shtar work and how does shtar work min haTorah if it isn't every shtar raya at least. It isn't every shtar raya a violation of Nipim al Piksavam. So again, the Rambam says in Achanami, shtar raya isn't min haTorah. But the vast majority of Rishonim say, no, it is min haTorah, but shtar is different than mere edus. What makes something a shtar as opposed to mere edus? So the Baal Hamar and Tosfos say, other Rishonim have other ideas of what's the added feature, what's the characteristic that makes you more than just edus. The Baal Hamar and the Tosfos say specifically, it's the Das HaMeschayev. Now, so that's step one. That's why it's not puzzle. Reish Lakish had said more. Reish Lakish had said, "Nazir not pasul." And the Gemara didn't say, "Well, it's not." There's no tainus mezuyif because shtaris work. Said, "Well, because Reish Lakish said that shtaris have superpowers. Not only not pasul, but a shtar biksav. Not only that's kasher biksav, it's not pasul, but also he said, Eino tsarech hakira. Eino tsarech." It doesn't. It's nasa kamisha nechra edus and bezin. It's as though it's already. It's already checked out. Meaning the shtar includes more than what it says. Right. All the shtar says is Cohen and Goldstein said that X Y Z happened. But Reish Lakish says when you bring it to court, Bezin will say not only was it is the words of the Eidim, but Keilu was already checked out by another Bezin, and we had said, right, Keilu Kevar Nechkira. It's as though it's already checked out, and they said that's why. Efshar Lahayin. Ahakasa of the shtar. And that was another surprising quality of shtar. Kosos on the bottom of Ksubas Chafam and Aleph had said, based on the Gemara and Bava Kama, that although for me to come and say in Bezin, well, Natan told me that he saw this, that's hearsay, it's ADPA, it's worthless, but for me to come and say, I saw that it said that
I saw a star signed by Natan and it said, that's good. Why? Because when I see it in a star, it's not just as though I heard the aid tell it to me, as though the aid and Kfar Nefker, it's as though I'm saying, I was in a Beis Din and I heard Beis Din receive this testimony. But why? It's as though the star includes more than it says. Another example of including more than it says is Tainas Parati. We said that if Edom come and say, lie, we saw the loan occur, so you can't deny that you borrowed the money. But you can still claim, yes, I borrowed the money, but I paid back. They didn't have no idea. You saw me borrow money 3 years ago. You don't know what happened since then. You haven't been, you know, following us around ever since. But if the fellow, instead of bringing live aid, he brings a star, then not only does the star tell me that the loan was made, it also tells me that the loan was never paid back. But the Edom aren't saying that. The Edom couldn't have said that 3 years ago, that now it has not yet been repaid. So once again, you see that the shtar includes more than it says. So it's not that shtar works, that's kosher b'ksav, but it's even more than, it includes more than it says. What does that mean? Why is that true? So the answer is, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the halacha to give away to preserve edus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said the only way to prove something in court is bring live edim who saw it. If you can't bring live edim, you have no other recourse, I'm sorry, you're stuck. That could have been the din, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that should not be the din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that there should be a way of preserving edus for the future. There should be a way of preserving edus for the future, so that way, if the edim move, or forget, or are unavailable, or Achman Aslan pass away, their edus it can still be used in court. And that's the idea of shtar, and that's what the Pesukim Yirmiyahu are pretty clear about. The purpose of shtar is l'man yamdu yamin rabin. The point is, I'm freezing this edim, preserving this edus for use later. But if that's the purpose of having created this new concept called shtar, so not only obviously it has to work b'ksav, so it's an exception to the normal rule that is b'ksav is no good, but if it's a shtar it is, it's going to need to be exception to several other rules in order for it to work at all. If it wouldn't be stronger than regular edus, it wouldn't work at all. For instance, Reish Lakish says, for a shtar to work at all, it has to not need any further chakira, because normally, edim come and then we interrogate them. But obviously, there's no way to interrogate a shtar. So if you're going to require interrogation on a shtar, then the shtar is just not going to work at all. To have a way that you can preserve edus, it needs to not only be kosher in writing, but it's going to need to include more than it says. Otherwise, it is not going to get off the ground. That's the magic of shtar. Is that it? Actually, the Gzeiros HaKasuv of shtar implies, or as Reish Lakish points out, for shtar to work at all, as the Tanakh tells us, it must be that it's actually, ironically, not only not weaker than live edim, but it needs to be stronger than live edim to work at all. It has to include more than it says. Specifically, it needs to be meyid, as the Rav said from Chaim, the shtar has to self-authenticate. It has to be made on its own kashrus. Otherwise, it doesn't get off the ground. So that's where Shlakish said, it doesn't need chakira. And there could be other things that it ways in which it includes more than it says, like Tainas Parati. Right? The Gemara says, another angle of what the shtar tells me more than the Edom themselves could have said, which is made on its own kashrus, is also, not only that Tainas Parati doesn't work, but more fundamentally, the Tainas Mezuyev doesn't work. The shtar itself implies its own kashrus. And that's a little paradoxical, but just like the fact that there's no chakira is a little paradoxical. But that built into the example, for shtar to work at all, it has to include more than it has to tell me more than the Edim were directly saying. So that's what the Gemara says. Kishem that it
it like has an honorary built-in chakira, it has an honorary built-in kiyum. The din d'oraisa is that it does not, that I assume that it's kosher. I assume on its face that these are the real aid. And that's why in the Torah, there's no need for kiyum ashtar, just like there's no need for chakira, and the Gemara saw all that in the very first Mishnah, the very first line, the very first Mishnah in Maseches Gittin. That's why one aid can accomplish kiyum ashtar in this case. I hope that was a helpful chazara.